Boker Tov Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and it is the 26th day of the Omer. We are continuing the Mishneh Yomi. Yesterday we started the third Perek of Shvit, and now we are into the third Mishnah. And you'll see there's a bit of a review from the second Mishnah, all about everything you wanted to know about dung heaps but never smelled. And Mishneh Gimel, Ose Adam et Sadehu Shalush Shalush Ashpatot the Beit Seah, Yeter Mikad Miachativ Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, is you can make three piles, which we said in Mishnah Beis, that was the minyan, and then yeter mikon machtziv. More than this, you should make them kind of like the legs of a triangle. And this is the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was makel to have more than three piles. Recall from our explanation yesterday, if you have a lot of little piles scattered all over a field, it looks a bit like fertilizing, which we do not do on Shvi'is. But if you're simply stacking them in piles and it looks like they're for storage, that would be allowed on Shvi'is. You're just storing your dung in the dung heap. Chachamim Osrim, again, so continuing the Mishnah, the Chachamim do not allow more than three piles. Ad Shiyamik Shlosha. But now they have a qualifier: until you dig down three tfachim, three hands' breadths into the ground, Ad Shiyagbia Shlosha. Or you raise it up, like on a platform or a rock works, three tefachim above the surface of the field. So if you had a little rock or a little deck or a little basin in the ground and you put the dung heap there, then it doesn't look like you're fertilizing because it's not even with the rest of the surface of the field. So then the sages would agree to Rabbi Shimon, if you have this, what we call a heker in halacha, something that's noticeable, then you'd be allowed to have more than three dung heaps in your field. Mishnah continues, Ose Odom et Zivlo Otsar. You could make your Zivl one big pile, like a big treasury of dung, a really big dung heap. Rabbi Meir Otsar says, no, don't make one big pile. Ad Shiyamik Shlosha, Ozad Shiyagvia Shlosha. Until you go down three tefachim or up three tefachim, so it's not even with the field, to have a heker. Hayelo Devar Mu'at. If you only have a little bit of dung, Meisif alav v'cholach. So you could start bringing a little bit of dung to the field and then add more and keep going and adding more and more. Be Elizabeth Azariah Oser. Really says you don't want to bring a little bit of dung. If he only has a little bit of dung, he has to keep it in the barn until he's got quite a bit of dung. We had said like 10 letech, a pretty good amount, before he starts piling it on the field, because if you're just putting a little bit of dung in the field, it does look like fertilizing. So Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah said, Ad Shiyamik Shlosha, Ad Shiyagvia Shlosha. If he only has a little, don't bring it until you have again this heker. Ad Shiyitin Olasela, or put it onto a rock. Put it on top of a rock, then it doesn't look like you're fertilizing, so you could temporarily store a little bit of dung onto a rock until he has enough to make a bona fide good dung heap. Continuing with Mishnah Dalet, Hamadayer et Sadehu. So one makes a deer on his Sadeh. Here the deer means a pen of animals. So he's going to put animals on his field so they can graze. And the issue is the animals are going to be creating dung and fertilizing as they're on this field. So how does he make it look like he doesn't want them to fertilize the field? And he's going to go back. We're going to see at the end of the mission, he's going to go back and collect the dung and stack it properly in dung heaps later. But in the meantime, he wants his animals to be able to graze in his field without, you know, following after them and picking them up after them. So what does he do? Osei sahar lebeit setaim. He makes a pen, which is beit setaim, is a two seya area. Okir sholosh ruchot mnichatem sait. So he pens them in with a pen, and then afterwards, after they've grazed there and done their business there, so he takes off three sides of the pen, of the fencing or the rope or the wire, whatever it was, and he leaves the middle. So what's he doing is now he's moving the fence over to the other side. So it's as if he had a rectangle, the size of two sitaim on the right, and then he takes off the top and the bottom and the right side of this rectangle, takes that fencing and moves it over to the left, making the mirror image, leaving that middle fence in place. So he moves the animals over there to the left-hand side of this field. Nimsa medayar beit arban sein. So he started it off with two seya fenced in. They used that area, they grazed there, and then he moves all the animals over to the other side. So he's basically had his animals grazing and browsing in four, say, a total, and he goes back and he picks up the dung. From Shimon Gamli Lomer, Beit Shmuel, let's say, he says you can actually do this over an area of eight, and what he's doing is he's making sort of four squares. He's got a square with four squares in it, and he rotates the grazing of the animals and picking up the dung in each section as they change sections. Ha'etikul sedehu beit arba'at sa'in, if his entire field was four seah, which is the original shear, mishar mimena mixas. You have to leave a little bit over. You can't pen in the entire field, because then it simply looks like you're letting your animals fertilize the entire fields. You leave some out of their pen, because people are going to see that the animals are fertilizing the whole field and think you're one of those guys that, God forbid, works on shvias. Motzi et ha'mina sachar v'notin l'tilch sedehu k'deach ha'zogmin. And once the animals have done their business there, then you take out of the pen the zevel, the fertilizer, and you put it into your field, k'deach ha'zogmin, like we said in the last two mishnayot, stacked up in the proper dung heaps. Shkoyach.